You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 29, for Monday, August 16th, 2010, versions of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning, August 16th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better. This is the show where I ask you to tell me which version of a song, which cover, you know, I say this all the time, I say version, but which cover of a song you like better. And this is Coverville, so let's use the proper terminology, shall we? Now, before we get to volume 3 of our 4-volume Beatles editions of Who Did It Better, let's talk a little bit about volume 2. Last week was the Paul McCartney version of Who Did It Better with versions of the Beatles' I Will. I played you the Tim Curry version and the Jonathan Colton version. That's loud. Turn that down. Versions of I Will. Jonathan Colton, clear favorite. You guys love Jonathan Colton, and it's easy to see why. Over half of you picked Jonathan Colton's version, just over 50%. Tim Curry, very close and a very respectable third, a little over 33%, just over. So a half and a third, leaving about 8% of you, 8.5% of you with other. And Alison Krauss, the big favorite there. 7 of you voting for Alison Krauss. 2 of you saying it's a tie. You like both versions equally. And then a vote each for Deanne Ivan, Ben Taylor, and Kevin Barnes. All 3 versions I'll have to take a look at getting on the show. Actually, Alison Krauss's version too I need to get on the show. So look for that on an upcoming episode. Perhaps something around the end of November for the Beatles Thanksgiving show. And then a little over 7% of you said neither. I will always feel the same, preferring the Beatles version. There's always you purists out there, and I respect that, and that's why I give you your own little box to tick. Let's get to this week's competition, this week's comparison. This week, it's George Harrison's week, and a lot of you wrote in suggesting versions of Something. A lot of you wrote in suggesting versions of Taxman, and a lot of you wrote in suggesting versions of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. So let's do While My Guitar Gently Weeps. You know, I almost went off the board and did versions of If I Needed Someone, and maybe I'll save that one for a future episode of this as well. But let's go ahead and do While My Guitar Gently Weeps, and this is a good one to pick because even myself, I would have a hard time choosing between these two versions as far as which one I'd like better. I like them both a lot, and maybe I'll have a decision by the time I finish listening to a pair of them. First up, it should be no surprise that I'm including this version, Jake Shimabukuro, a version done entirely on the ukulele, no vocals, just recorded as an instrumental for his 2006 album, Gently Weeps. Here is Jake Shimabukuro. Thank you. Ah, beautiful. Man, I wish I could play ukulele. I wish I could play any instrument like that, man. That is just incredible. Jake Shimabukuro with his version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps from his 2006 album, Gently Weeps. That's in one corner. Ding, ding. In the other corner, I present to you a more instrumentalized version, a richer, fuller version, only because there are more instruments. That's certainly no comparison right there. Right here by Damon and Naomi, a more wispy version. How about that one? From their 2004 album, The Earth is Blue. Here's their version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Control you.
Damon and Naomi from their album The Earth is Blue from 2004, a very, very sweeping and moving version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps, kind of maybe a little bit Dido-esque in the vocals, I think. You know, everybody's got their favorite Beatle. George Harrison is mine, and that's, I think, one of my favorite, that is my favorite George Harrison song. Just love that. While My Guitar Gently Weeps, two versions for you. Damon and Naomi versus Jake Shimabukuro. Now the onus is upon you. The choice is yours, listener. Go to coverville.com and cast your vote either for the Jake Shimabukuro version, the Damon Naomi version, or neither or other. Maybe you like one of the other myriad versions out there. Just to name a few, I have the list right here. The Jeff Healey Band does a great version. Martin Luther McCoy from the Across the Universe soundtrack. Fish do a great live version of it. Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons do a jazz version of it. A regrooved version by DJ Natural. Todd Rundgren, a very close to the original version from Songs from the Material World. And Toto from their newest cover album, Through the Looking Glass, a version that I almost included right there, the version by Toto. But, you know, you can pick. Tell me which one you like better. And get your votes in by the end of day Sunday, the 22nd, midnight on August 22nd, 2010. Cast your vote. Go to coverville.com and cast your vote. And I'll read the results on air, like I did this week, and tell you who you voted as the better performance. Got a suggestion? Got an idea? Got a request for the Ringo Starr version? Pretty much leaning towards a little help from my friends, but I could be swayed to Octopus's Garden if there's enough demand out there for it. Email me, coverville@gmail.com. Call in a request or call in a suggestion at 206-222-COVER or visit the weblog at coverville.com, where you're going to cast your vote anyway. Post a message on the weblog there. Post a message in the show notes for this episode. Like I said, we'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville's Who Did It Better. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for this morning. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville and Who Did It Better was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also a member of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Here's a little more information about that.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there. We'll be right back.